The question that comes to mind when I read that verse of scripture and we start talking about it as members of the family of God is, do I want to be more spiritual? It's a choice. That's one of those things that we will find in the Word of God. It is a choice as to whether or not we determine that we want to be more spiritual. It's possible to come to worship. It's possible to come to Bible study. It's possible to make all of the assembly and extra activities and yet choose not to be spiritual. The Bible says in Galatians chapter 6 and verse number 1, brethren, if a man be overtaken in a fault, ye which are spiritual, restore such a one. The reason that Paul says, ye that are spiritual, restore such a one, in the spirit of meekness, considering thyself, lest thou also be tempted, is because he recognized that in the church, everybody is not spiritual. So if I am a carnal brother, or you are a carnal brother or a carnal sister, then Paul says, don't you worry about trying to restore somebody. Amen. In that case, I've got to first get myself in order to be able to go help somebody else. I've got to get myself right with God. Amen. So it's a choice as to whether or not I choose to be spiritual. Cousin, you got your Bible there. I see 1 Corinthians chapter 3. 1 Corinthians chapter 3. And in verse number 3, now I don't usually work with the reader, so I think it might throw my timing off, but I'll try. Go ahead.
For ye are yet carnal.
Yet carnal. You know what Paul says to members of the church? You are still carnal in the church. He says you are still carnal and in the church. Amen. We are, if we're not careful, still carnal men and women. Read.
For whereas there is among you envying
and strife and divisions.
And ye are not carnal? And walk as men.
You're acting just like a natural man. You're acting just like a natural woman. Are ye not yet carnal? So Paul says to the members of the church, are ye not yet carnal? So being a spiritual man, being a spiritual woman is a choice. And we recognize that there are carnal elements among us in the body of Christ at all times. And it's a choice. And I'm so thankful that you made that decision that you wanted to talk about growing the members that are in the body of Christ, those who have obeyed the gospel of Jesus Christ. It is so important that we preach the DBR, the death, the burial, the resurrection of Jesus Christ. We are thankful that we have an opportunity to open the gates so that somebody might be able to come in and be a part of the family of God. And certainly the gospel must be preached wherever the word of God is preached. But don't forget about the members that have already obeyed the gospel. Amen. We've got to grow the members that are in the body. The Bible says in Hebrews chapter 6 and verse number 1, therefore, leaving the principles of the doctrine of Christ, let us go on unto perfection, not laying again the foundation of repentance from dead works and of faith toward God. And Hebrew author here says that we don't need to keep on preaching and teaching the fundamental principles over and over again. Certainly, we got to try to make sure that everybody that wants to obey the gospel is a member of the family and has an opportunity to become a member of the family. But once you are born in the family, it's time to grow. Amen. So don't keep on laying the same principles of repentance from dead works of faith. Go ahead in verse number 2. Verse number 2, reader. Hebrews.
For unto us was the gospel preached.
Of the doctrine. Go back. Hebrews 6 and verse number 2. The Bible says, of the doctrine of baptisms, of laying on of hands, and of the resurrection from the dead,
and of eternal judgment.
That is still true. It's still in the Bible, but we don't have to keep on preaching the foundational principles to folk that have already been born in the doctrine of Jesus Christ if we want to be a more spiritual me, not just in 2023, but at any time.
Amen.
We've got to grow the church. We've got to grow up men and women. In verse number 3, Hebrews 6 and verse number 3, the Bible says what?
And this we do.
We will do.
If God permit.
The only thing that's hindering us is if we choose not to do it ourselves. Some people don't want to get past the ABCs. But we've got to grow members of the family of God. You can't stay on the ABCs always. We were at a home fellowship on yesterday, and there was a little grandbaby there with her grandpa. He has a beautiful hat talking about him being the greatest grandpa, and I didn't try to steal his hat or anything because I think I'm pretty good in that area too. And he was holding the little baby, and there were little kids around there, and they asked the little baby, "How old are you?" And the little girl said, 4. And the brother said, "Okay, show them 4. And she started doing fingers, and she got to 6, and she's like, "I don't have 4. I don't have 4. And the other young girl told her, said, "No, do them like this. Do them like this." And then she said, "Oh, okay, 4. It was so cute. Now, if you ask me to show you 4 and I do that, I don't have 4. Do you think there's a problem? That brother hadn't grown at all. And what I'm saying, according to the Bible, this is what the Bible says. Don't keep on going over and over again of the doctrine of baptisms, of laying on of hands, of resurrection from the dead, and of eternal judgment. And this we will do if God permits. The only thing that keeps the church from growing more spiritual is when we don't teach spiritual things.
Amen.
You got to give folk food.
Amen.
Spiritual food.
Amen.
In order for the church to grow. Let's go on to perfection. Let's grow up in the body of Christ. We must preach and teach the gospel, but we've got to grow the church for the folk that are already obedient to the gospel of Jesus Christ. In Hebrews chapter 5, I think this is still in the Bible. Hebrews chapter 5 and verse number 12.
Okay.
Hebrews 5 and verse number 12, the Bible says,
For when the time ye ought to be teachers. You have need.
Wait, hold up. There's a time when we should have grown to the point where we're able to teach somebody the good news of Jesus Christ ourselves. There comes a time when we ought to be able to teach somebody how to obey, even if we've not been in a class that's prepared us. You know what you did in order to obey the gospel of Jesus Christ. One of the things that we can always do is tell people, come and see. Come in to be a part of VBS. Come be a part of our worship. Come through the week. As a time that somewhere along the way we ought to grow up in Christ.
Amen.
We ought to be teachers. Now, as a part of being more spiritual, me in 2023, if you have not yet tried to teach somebody, grow to the point of teaching. I'm sure that you have a teaching program that will also prepare you to teach, but you can share. Start by telling somebody, come and see. Come and be a part of the assembly. Come and be a part of VBS. Come be a part of our study. We're going to have opportunity to open the book and study the word of God. And we want people, no matter what your age is, don't make VBS just for the little children. It's for grown folk.
Amen.
So he says, you ought to be teachers, but what?
You have need that one teach you again. Which be the first principles.
Read.
Of the oracles of God. And are become such as have need of milk.
And not of strong meat. Now, I know for some folk, they think it's cute when grown folk are sucking on a bottle. There are people that even have these nipple rings, and they wear them on their fingers. Oh, y'all might not have seen that. It's a candy. And they're going around, and they got a pacifier. A pacifier. And it's kind of understandable when a little kid is sucking on the binky. But if you got grown folks that are still being nurtured on milk, there is a problem. Amen. We've got to grow, and we've got to grow a more spiritual me, not just in 2023, because these people that are still on milk, they are not yet ready for strong meat. Amen. And meat is for grown folks. You don't be milk. In verse number 13, Hebrews 5:13, the Bible says what?
For everyone that uses milk
is unskillful
in the word of righteousness,
for he is still a babe. And we don't want to remain babes in the kingdom of Jesus Christ. We want to become skillful in the use of the word of God. In Hebrews chapter 6 and verse number 9, the Hebrew author goes on to tell us, he says, but look, you know what? Beloved, we are persuaded better things of you. Now, I'm talking like this. He said, but we know that there are men and women that are spiritual in the kingdom of Jesus Christ. But in order for us to be spiritual, we have to recognize that everybody in the kingdom of Christ is not spiritual. Amen. And we have to desire to grow. Now, I didn't get approval from my wife to say this, but I'm going to say this because when I moved from Ennis to Fort Worth, and I had a girlfriend when I was in high school up there, and she kept bugging me to come go to church. It's like, oh, Lord. Oh, she kept, I don't want to go to church. And then I finally decided I was going to go to church. I said, okay, I'm going to go. But, you know, they were doing something different. They were Baptists, and my hometown, my dad was Baptist and my mother was Methodist, and the kids were just confused. It's like, oh, okay. And I told her, I said, well, you know, I like the Methodist church better than I like the Baptist church. So we just like go there. And she said, well, it don't matter. Just come on, come go. But I want you to know that where you worship does make a difference. Amen. And we're glad for all of those who are visiting among us. I don't know how many or if any are not members of the church. I met Carol from Dallas. Thank you. I'm sure there are others who are visiting among us, members or non-members. We certainly want to worship God according to spirit and truth. And that's why we studied the gospel of Christ. Amen. But now here again, he says, but beloved, we are persuaded better things of you and things
and
that
things
accompany
that
salvation.
Salvation.
We're persuaded. We talk like this. And I know that there are spiritual men and women in the kingdom of Jesus Christ. Now, a girl that I was dating, and she said, I'm an atheist. I'd never met an atheist before. And I was scared. What? You go to church every Sunday. She said, yeah, but I don't believe in God. It's, oh, Lord, you don't believe in God? Well, why do you go to church every Sunday? She said, because we have a good time at church. Did you know that some folk go to church for a good time? She was having a good time. We be singing and we be moving and praising and all of that. But you don't believe in God. Yeah, but my mama, my brother, my sister, all the family comes. So some folk come for the quote unquote friendship fellowship rather than to worship God. But we are persuaded that we are growing men and women who are not just coming because you're going to see your favorite brother or sister in the house of God. Amen. Amen. We're persuaded that we are growing men and women as spiritual men and women. Amen. That we are choosing to do the things that God would have us to do, and we're working on it. I know that we're not perfect. None of us is sinless perfected. But we have to make a choice in our hearts and our mind whether or not there's going to be a more spiritual me that comes out of this process. In 1 Corinthians chapter 2 and verse number 5,
The Bible says
that your faith
should
not stand in the wisdom of men.
Now, this is one thing that we got to move on from, y'all. Because some folk get stuck on men.
Now, Brother Stroud say, I'm not going to be preaching Sunday, and then folk go, oh, well, Brother Stroud ain't preaching. I ain't going. I remember when Brother Harper was over here, and Brother Harper would very seldom announce that he was going anywhere else. Because if he announced it, he knew that there were going to be some folk that were not going to come. Or they were going to come where he was. And there's nothing wrong with showing support and love and encouraging your minister. That's fine. That's wonderful. Amen. But don't get stuck on men.
Amen.
We got folk now that are even getting stuck on song leaders. If that brother's not leading the song, I ain't going to sing. And we have brothers that are ministers of song. And the brothers that are ministers of song, they be getting paid. Yes, and I'm not fighting that at all. But it turns into a concert rather than a worship for all of the people of God.
Amen.
You see, we are starting to, if we're not careful, to align ourselves with men rather than align ourselves with God.
Amen.
And if I'm going to be a more spiritual me in 23, then my faith should not stand in the wisdom of men, but in the power of God.
Amen.
We need to tune in and stay tuned with God. In 1 Corinthians 2 and verse number 10, the Bible says,
But God has revealed them.
But God hath revealed them
unto us.
Unto us. By his Spirit. Read.
For the Spirit
searcheth all things, yea,
the deep things of God.
Deep things of God. We are getting off of the milk, we're getting into the meat, and we're leaving the shallow things, and we're wading off into the deep waters of God. Going off and getting off the milk, going off and sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ, going off and building up men and women in the kingdom of Jesus Christ, because now we're getting to the deep things of God. We're not just coming to church to have friendship and fellowship. We're coming here to praise God, to worship God, and to learn how to be spiritual men and spiritual women in the kingdom of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
In 1 Corinthians chapter 2 and verse number 12, the Bible says,
Now we have received
not
the spirit of the world.
The spirit of the world. What? Wait, hold up. Now we have received not the spirit of the world. Do you know that God does not want his people to worship like other folks worship?
Amen.
God does not want us to get as close to denominational worship as we can in order to bring people. And we've got to be really, really careful about that in the church.
Amen.
Because folk are trying to get more and more like denominations. At the lectureship, there were questions came up about vocal music. And vocal music for some of those brothers, they were talking about folk that are doing the beatbox and making sound. Well, I understand what they're saying. How do you understand what somebody's saying when they beatboxing? And I can't do it, so, you know, don't worry. I ain't going to do it right now, because. But God doesn't want his people.
Amen.
To act like the heathen people.
Amen.
And we had people from all over the country. And this came up as a question to one of the panelists, or to the panel. And folk were not really willing to take a concrete stand. And I know I have not been invited to be on any of the lectureship panels or anything like that. But I do have an opinion. And if you ask me, I'm going to tell you what I believe, I see.
Amen.
From the Bible.
Amen.
And if folk don't like it, that's not my problem.
Amen.
If you ask me, and I tell you what I understand the word of God to say, and if you don't like it, that's your problem, and that's between you and God and not me.
Amen.
God does not want us to act like denominational folks.
Amen.
And the church. Let the church be the church.
Amen.
Be different. And this is a principle that's old, back in the Old Testament, but we don't have time to go into it. But I'm going to tell you, that principle is an Old Testament principle as well. We speak God's word. We are spiritual men. We're in verse number 13, where we read, where we started out, 1 Corinthians chapter 2 and verse number 13. Now I think we're ready to get started here. Go ahead, brother.
Which things we speak. Not in the words which
not in the words which
wisdom teaches.
This is not wise according to man. Now, hold on just for a minute there, because we're going to get it. It's not wise by man's standard. I saw on the news yesterday that Taylor Swift caused an earthquake. Did y'all see that? On the news, she caused an earthquake. She had some song that she sings, and I know some of y'all probably even know it. Is it like Set It Off? Is that what it is? Y'all know? And they do the Set It Off, and they singing, and they dancing, and they playing the music, and all of that, and a seismic register that was near where they were singing and dancing and playing all of the music. It set a register on the Richter scale of 2.2, like a 2.2 earthquake. Now, those folks were doing some jamming. And they were doing some dancing. And they were doing some getting on down. I think it was Set It Off. I had to go back because, you know, I'm not a Swiftie. And then they talk about the queen bee. And these women are not only setting records in terms of people coming out and singing and dancing and everything, but now they said they're driving the economy. Because folk got to get their clothes just right. And folk got to get their due did. Is that right? Due did or due done? And folk are flying from all over the country and the world. And they got to change clothes the same way that the stars have to change clothes. And they be setting it off. And people are following those people. In the church, as preachers, as teachers of the Word of God, certainly we would like to have the auditorium filled on every assembly, but we don't build it on a man. We don't build it on a woman. If we're going to build the kingdom of Christ, which things we speak, not in words which man's wisdom teaches, but what?
Which the Holy Ghost teaches.
But which the Holy Ghost teaches.
Comparing
spiritual things. With spiritual things. It's time to move beyond carnality. If I'm going to be a more spiritual me in 2023, I've got to get away from the natural man. I've got to get away from the natural woman. I've got to be a spiritual man, a spiritual woman in the kingdom of Jesus Christ. Next verse 14 says what?
But the natural man the things of the Spirit.
Receiveth not the things of the Spirit of God. Now, wait a minute. Hold up. If we fill the auditorium on every occurrence that the door is open because Brother Stroud is preaching. Brother Stroud, I'm just using you as an illustration now. What's wrong with that? We know Brother Stroud going to preach, it's going to be filled. We know Brother Gary going to preach over 50, it's going to be filled. The problem is, if you build it on a man,
amen.
If you build it on a woman, none of us can save anybody.
Amen.
We don't have a heaven to put you in, and we don't have a hell. But the natural man go like, well, you know, man, if they coming. And that's why when you have churches of Christ, people coming together and folk talking about, listen, it makes no sense to me. Well, let's have this assembly. We're going to get T.D. Jakes and we're going to get Anthony, what the brother's name is. We get these big name denominational preachers and we're going to come in and we're going to have. No, brother. No, not if you're trying to build the church that Jesus built. See, the natural man say, well, we get the crowd.
Somebody in the crowd might have a chance to hear the gospel. No, no, no. God does not want his people acting like denominational people. Amen. And people already have a hard enough time telling the difference. Comparing spiritual things with spiritual men, the natural man receiving not these things of the Spirit of God, for they are
foolishness
unto him.
Neither can he know them
because they are spiritually discerned. It does not make sense to some folks. Well, you ought to do something. You got to do something to bring these folk in. How about we preach and teach the good news of Jesus Christ?
Amen.
If we want to live a more spiritual life in 2023, you know where it starts? It starts right here in our hearts.
Amen.
Starts right here in our minds. Let's go to Romans chapter 8, and we're going to finish up. I've got about 5 scriptures in Romans chapter 8. I've got about 3 scriptures in Matthew, Mark, and Luke. And then I've got 1 scripture, another in Matthew. And then the invitation is yours. Did you get all those down?
Mm-mm.
Oh, okay. Now, I'm going to tell you, the brother making me repeat myself. So, yeah. All right. In Romans chapter 8, let's get verse number 5. Because this more spiritual me in 2023, it starts right here in my heart. It starts right here in my mind. Romans 8 and verse number 5, the Bible says what?
For they that are after the flesh do mind the things of the flesh.
If we are in the flesh, then we're concerned about fleshly things. Read.
But they that are after the Spirit, the things of the Spirit.
So if I'm going to be a more spiritual me in 2023, I got to change my mind about some things. I can't keep on thinking and looking and lusting and walking after the flesh if I'm going to be a more spiritual me. You still got me, brother? I'm dropping stuff over here. Okay. All right. I hear it. All right. So they that are of the flesh, the things of the flesh after the Spirit, the things of the Spirit. Verse number 6, Romans chapter 5, the Bible says what?
For to be carnally minded is death. But to be spiritual.
Wait. There's some soak time there. To be carnally minded. So if I am a brother or a sister and my desires, the things I think about, the things that I talk about, the things that I desire are fleshly things, it's death. And not just the physical death. We're talking about spiritual death.
Amen.
Because flesh and spirit do not abide together in the same heart and same mind at the same time.
Amen.
Go ahead, come on, read, cousin.
But to be spiritually minded is life.
So if we want to be a more spiritual me in 2023, then I'm going to have spiritual things in my mind. I'm going to have to dwell upon spiritual things in my mind. I'm going to have to dwell upon the word and the will of God and not what my flesh desires. Read verse number 7.
Because the carnal mind is enmity against God.
The carnal mind. And we know, if we're going to be more spiritual, we got to do a self-assessment. And it's just a question, do I want to be a more spiritual man, more spiritual woman, or am I satisfied to live after the flesh, even though the flesh is death? And the Bible is telling us again, the carnal mind is against the will of God. It's enmity. We create ill will between us and God. Read.
For it is not subject to the law of God, neither indeed can be.
So if I am in the flesh and I'm thinking fleshly things, and I'm lusting after fleshly things, and you can go through this and study and read of it, then I know that I'm carnally minded. I know that I'm separating myself from God. Verse number 8, the Bible says what?
So then, they that are in the flesh cannot please God.
So we have to do a self-assessment. Now, this has gone on from the fundamental principles of hear, believe, repent, confess, and be baptized, and to walk after the ordinance of God. It's gone beyond that now, because we're talking to grown folk that are in the body who got to grow up. Yes, we got to still preach the gospel, and yes, the invitation is still there, but the question is, are we going to feed the church
Amen.
That are members of the church
And I think that's where your leadership is pointing all of us, is that we got to grow up in Christ.
Amen.
And be spiritual men and spiritual women. Amen. In the kingdom of Christ. Thank God for verse number 9. Verse number 9 in Romans chapter 8 and verse number 9, the Bible says,
for
what?
We are not in the flesh.
But
in the spirit.
But, thank you, God. But you are not in the flesh. Praise God. See, you missed your amen moment there. But ye are not in the flesh, but
in
the spirit. Read.
So, if so, be that the Spirit of God dwell in you.
That the Spirit of God dwell in you.
If
the Spirit, if the Spirit of God dwell in you, you are not of the flesh. And you know, when we heard that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of the living God, we repented, and that's turning from self and sin and turning to God. We confess that we believe Jesus to be the Son of God. We were baptized in water for the remission of sins. We were born of the water, born of the Spirit. We rose up out of that watery grave to walk in the newness of life. We became spiritual men and women in the kingdom of Jesus Christ. But sometimes we stumble. You don't have to tell me, ain't a person in here that has obeyed the gospel that has never stumbled.
Amen.
Sometimes we fall. Amen. Now, at Fifth Ward, we have added rails. They've added rails, Brother Stroud, because so many of us are getting physically challenged. We're getting older. And they have, see, you got a little bit of handrail over here. I don't know if people can, but they put some big rails on both sides because some of the brothers coming up to the podium, and we're trying to get up the podium. Three steps might not look like a lot. <Woo-hoo-hoo>. But when that sciatica sets in, and you got the bad knee and the bad hip and the bad, you know what? That's a long journey. And they added the rails because some of the brothers stumbled coming up. And you know what everybody did when folks stumble? You know what they do? Oh, you hear that from the folk that, oh, it's like, oh. But you know what? When a brother falls, you know what people do? They don't go and go, you are so stupid. You know you can't climb up them stairs. You know, we already had the rails on the side way over there. You know you should have walked. People don't say that. You know what they do? And then people run up and they try to help the brother that falls.
Amen.
We understand that from a physical sense. Why don't we understand that from a spiritual sense? Folks stumble. We fall. Don't tell me I'm stupid for stumbling and falling.
Amen.
Don't tell me that I should have known better than that.
Amen.
Nobody, I need somebody to help me up.
Amen.
I need somebody that is a spiritual brother. And that's why in Galatians chapter 6 and verse number 1, just stay where you are. No, no, stay. He says, ye which are spiritual,
amen,
restore such a one. See, the thing is, everybody can't help. But the folk that don't want to help and the folk that talk about you, the folk that talk about us when we stumble, when we fall. Thank you, brother.
Amen.
We should have given them up. He said they are not spiritual.
Amen.
We need spiritual men and women that are going to help us in the kingdom of Jesus Christ. In Galatians chapter 5 and verse number 16, I guess I'm going to have to end with this one. I'm going to stop because I see some of y'all have got sleepy. I guess you're sleeping. Is that sleep? I try to keep you from falling asleep. Whoa, watch the step. Galatians 5:16. Is that still in the Bible?
Yeah.
Now notice this. This I say then. What?
Walk in the Spirit.
You know what? Just walk in the Spirit. Just live after the Spirit. Just choose to do spiritual things in spiritual ways. Walk in the spirit and what?
Ye shall not fulfill.
Man, we can fix this, not because we fixed it, but God fixed it a long time ago.
Amen.
Walk in the spirit, not after the flesh. Because if we walk in the spirit, we're not going to fulfill the lust of the flesh. Oh, I guess I could go to Matthew 11:28, but you know, we don't have time. It's in the Bible. It's in the Bible. You know what Jesus said? Jesus said, tie yourself to me. Brother Daniels, how you doing? All right, good. Jesus said, yoke yourself. You got that? Jesus says, yoke yourself to me. Jesus says, tie yourself to me. You know what happens when we yoke ourselves together with Jesus? See, we don't know much about yokes because we don't grow up in agrarian communities now. But a yoke was a device that attached two animals together. Oxen, in this case. There's another lesson about not yoking yourself with an ass and an ox. You know, you got to have the same kind of animals. No, he didn't cuss. That's in the Bible, y'all. Mm. So when you yoke yourself to Jesus, that means that everywhere Jesus goes,
you go.
Now you got to go.
Amen.
The things that Jesus does, those are the things that I've got to do. So we want to walk. We want to yoke ourselves together with Jesus. And Jesus said, his burden is easy. His yoke is easy. Burden is easy. It's light. We can walk with God. So if we walk in the spirit, we shall not fulfill the desires of the flesh.
Amen.
So some may not have yet obeyed the gospel of Christ. That's how you yoke yourself to Jesus in Amen. This regard. If you believe Jesus is God's son, repentance, again, as I said, is a change of mind that leads to a change of action. In Acts the 17th chapter, the Apostle Paul, we find him over there and said, or we find in Acts the 17th chapter, the Bible says, confess your faults one to another. No, and at the time of this ignorance, God winked at, but now commanded how many men?
All men,
where? Everywhere. To do what? To repent. All men everywhere to repent. So we want to repent. Turn from self and sin and turn to God. Paul tells us in Romans chapter 10, for with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, but with the mouth confession is made unto salvation.
Amen.
Give your body to be baptized in water. Acts chapter 2, verse number 38. Repent and be baptized, every one of you. And that puts you in the body of Christ. You receive the Spirit, the gift of the Spirit. You receive the remission of sins, that is in Christ. Now you're yoked to Christ. Now we walk with Christ and all will be well with our soul. Somebody said, ain't God good?
Amen.
Do you believe God is good?
Amen.
But question is, do I want to be more spiritual in 2023?
Amen.
We stumble, we fall, we come back to confession, repentance, and prayer. If you're subject to invitation, we please make it known as we stand. We'll sing a song of invitation.
Amen.
Just stand. I am.